From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Later this week, on Wednesday, Eureka Mayor Susan Seaman will be announcing a new initiative at the Warfinger Building from 6 to 8 p.m. It's called the Children and Families Mayor's Initiative and looks to promote a healthy community and economy by supporting kids and families. The kickoff meeting will provide feedback to both child care leaders and city employees about opportunities and needs that address areas including child care access, supporting the child care industry, parental and family support, neighborhood safety, and access to health care and healthy habits. Three candidates will be part of meetings this week as HSU continues its search for a new athletic director. On Tuesday, the public can meet candidate Cliff Docterman, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday during the same time, Ronald Prettyman. And on Friday between 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., Melissa Ringhausen will be available. Then the process continues next Tuesday with Bill Macris appearing from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. All the meetings happen at the Lumberjack Arena. City of Arcata recently featured in UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation's latest series of case studies titled Statewide Goals, Local Tools, Case Studies in Affordable Housing Development in California. The Turner Center conducted a series of case studies to explore how action taken at a local level can help address the state's housing challenges. Arcata's utilized housing-related parks program funding as part of its affordable housing strategy. It's a housing initiative created by the state in 2008 that provides park-related grants to cities and counties for increasing affordable housing opportunities. In Arcata in 2013, they received $106,000 in funding for the permitting of 53 units of affordable housing and $200,000 in 2015 for the permitting of 48 additional units. The City of Arcata announcing the 12th annual Kids Bike Rodeo will happen on Sunday, May 12th, 10 a.m. to noon. It's for kids ages 4 to 12. They're invited to saddle up and join City of Arcata staff for a day of bike safety lessons, helmet fittings, and free bike inspections. Participating kids will also have the opportunity to show off their bike skills in a rodeo-style obstacle course. Find out more about it, 707-825-2175. In Brookings, the state park at Bud Cross was recently vandalized and is now closed for repairs. The city recently passed a policy to close areas of the parks that have been damaged, vandalized, and misused. As a reminder, the policy reads, the City of Brookings is committed to providing clean and well-maintained parks and facilities. In the event that a park facility is damaged, vandalized, or egregiously misused, the Public Works Director has the authority to close that area for repairs and maintenance. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.